Revelation 2 and verse 1. Here are the opening words to the church at Ephesus, this letter. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. Revelation 2 and verse 1. Well, we've seen this before. We saw it in Revelation 1. So, why is John saying this? Well, John is not saying it. Christ is saying it. These are not John's letters to the churches. This is Christ's letter to the church at Ephesus. And he does this at the start of each letter. He sets the stamp of his authority with a tremendous reminder, a tremendous repetition of one of the aspects of the vision that John has seen. This sets the tone for each letter. It sets the tone for the book. My brother and sister, it's got to set the tone for my life, for your life. Unbeliever, this should set the tone for you too. You see, what we all have to do with, believer and unbeliever, the one we have to reckon with, the one who's going to reckon with us, the great and final judge, is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4 verse 13 tells us, all things are open, bare, naked, before the eyes of him with whom we have to do, to whom we must give account, and so on. And if we link that with Acts 17 verse 31, God has appointed a day, he's ordained it, he set a man, he's appointed, ordained a man by which he's going to judge the world, and that man is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's given evidence and weight to this, in that he's raised him from the dead. Now this is the one that we, brother and sister, that you, unbeliever, that all of us have to appear before and answer to. And these are the words to the church at Ephesus. These are the words of Christ by the Spirit to me, to you, brother and sister. Of him, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the authority of Christ. I need to be reminded of that as I read this letter. The Ephesian church needed to be reminded of this. It's not men. It's not the opinion of men. It's not what Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Mabel, or Doris, whoever, or whatever they say about it. It's not what the next church, or whatever this people think about it. It's not what Caesar thinks about it, or the people at Ephesus. It's what Christ sees. It's what Christ says. We need to remember these lessons today. Too often our view is horizontal. What does he say? What does she think? What do they want? We should have in mind that we have to face an answer to the Lord Christ. He holds the seven stars. He holds the star at Ephesus. He walks among the golden lampstands. He's walking there at Ephesus. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going on in Ephesus. He knows what's going on in the assembly there. He walks, he sees, he knows, he perceives, he understands. Now this is a very simple lesson, but I need to be reminded of it every day, every hour of every day. Thou God seest me. I am answerable to the Lord Christ, the exalted one. As I say, everything, as Hebrews 4 says, everything is open before this Christ. And he will judge the world, and he will judge me, and I will have to answer to him, and so does the church at Ephesus. Of course, this is a tremendous comfort, brother and sister, to us, is it not? To think that he sees us in our distress, in our fears, in our doubts, in our temptations, in our sorrows, in the false accusations, he hears them. He knows what's going on. But he also sees us in our carnality and sin, and excuses and worldliness. We may close the door against the world. We may pretend before other believers. But all things are open before him who holds the seven stars, who walks among the churches. He walks among the golden lamps on feet like burnished bronze. His hair as snows of winter white, his eyes with fire of flame and bright, his glorious robe of seamless light, surpassing Solomon's. And in his hand the seven stars, and from his mouth a sword. His voice the thunder of the seas, all creatures bow to his decrees, who holds the everlasting keys, and reigns a sovereign lord. More radiant than the sun at noon, who was and is to be, who was from everlasting days, who lives the Lord of all our ways, to him be majesty and praise for all eternity. And let us reduce that to practice today. May all our ways, all our thoughts, all our praise, all our eyes and all our thought and all our considerations be directed to him, the Lord of glory, the one who walks among the lampstands, the one who holds the stars in his right hand. May we walk today in the light of the Lord. Unbeliever again, I appeal to you, get your eyes up unto the Lord Christ, the Lord Jesus, for you have to answer to him. Come to him now. He is full of grace and truth and mercy. But one day soon you will face him in wrath and judgment. Prepare to meet your God even now, for he meets with you and sees you just where you are. He is near to you, so call upon him while he is near. Amen.